Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Kempire is brought to you by...
We have officially kicked off our Kempire After Dark, The Villain Era live experience tour. Philly, you were fantastic. We talked about so much during that show, from hot topics to Real Housewives. We covered everything. I need a 3-hour show. Unfortunately, they won't give it to us, but it's okay. It's okay. We can end up talking about all of these hot topics during the meet and greets as well. I'm coming to Atlanta on August 5th, then DC on August 22nd, then back in New York City on September 12th. So excited to meet and greet with you guys. All of the shows have meet and greets available, but the New York City show has a live stream option. So if you are around the country or around the world, you have an opportunity to experience the Kempire After Dark, The Villain Era for yourself. Head on over to the description of this podcast episode for details on how you can get tickets for when we come to Atlanta, DC, or our New York City show. I'll see you guys all in a couple of weeks. Yeah, see you guys soon.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Hey, podcast fam. It feels like we haven't spoken in a while, but of course, I had to drop an episode that was a combination of some of the things that we're posting on other platforms, because I don't take for granted that we do have just our podcast family that listens to our hot topics here. So we're putting together some of the hot topics from the week, including the untimely passing of legend of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner. We're finding out new details today that his daughter was actually with him in the water at the time of this accident. So we have an update in regards to that. We have an update in regards to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sidebar, I will say this, that Shamia is speaking out that the rumors, because I know some of you, again, just get your news from me. So let me just give you a quick update. The rumors that she took RHOA out of her bio are not true. She never had it in her bio. So I'm guessing she's seemingly confirming that she may or may not still return to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think it's in her best interest not to return if she cares, but maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's like, any you know, backlash or celebration is good celebration. I'm sure she's getting advice from Candy as well. It is a great platform for her, but... I don't know. It was a great platform regardless. If she's pushing out music, it's going to be a great platform. I don't know if she has any way of salvaging herself in the next season, but you never know. I'm open to it. I don't hate any of these people, despite what some people might believe on social media. I don't hate any of them. I just didn't enjoy watching her during the season. She gave me a lot of cringy moments. And again, you know, as Council Suan says, money can't buy you class. And I'm not a classist. It's just like, I cringe sometimes with her. I'm like, girl, have some decorum. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Shamia Morton is really going out sad when it comes to the social media behavior this past week since part 2 of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion aired. Not only has she been KO'd by her former best friend, Portia Williams, she's being KO'd by the luxury brand Judith Lieber, who's coming to the defense of Drew Sidora, confirming that Drew Sidora's back is real. Let's unpack the fallout from the Real Housewives of Atlanta Part 2 of their Season 16 reunion. Yesterday, we recapped the Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 16 reunion Part 2, and there's been a lot of fallout since that. During our recap, I'm just going to rehash some of what we talked about in regards to the receipts, because the version that aired on Bravo versus the version that aired on Peacock is different, because you do get to see the receipts that Portia shared during the reunion, which included a video of Shamia receiving flowers congratulating her on her peach. Then there was just so much that unpacked yesterday in regards to this reunion. Before we get to the Portia and the Shamia of it all, let's talk about Shamia versus Drew, which seems like a unnecessary fight that began from episode one. And it went downhill, especially for Shamia, because everyone's sort of like, Shamia, what's your issue with Drew? It doesn't seem like it's a real issue. And even during the reunion, when there are so many things, lies, that Shamia could have probably brought up in regards to Drew, she continued to harp on the five different languages. And then she harped on the fact that Drew may have had this Judith Lieber bag that was a fake, which all of us were like, okay, this is weird. There's, again, so many lies you could have called Drew out for, like the Michael Jordan lie. But you ran with this one and you got the fake bag yourself to bring it to the reunion thinking that it was going to land, and it hasn't. But Shamia wasn't done. Shamia took to social media to say, no, the bag that Drew had was definitely a fake. So Shamia posted this on her social media yesterday in regards to the bag, tagging Drew and saying Drew Sidora with them fake receipts. Because one of the things that Drew posted, and we talked about this yesterday, was that Drew posted her receipt from Berdolf Goodman in regards to her purchase of this Judith Lieber bag. She also posted a receipt in regards to her song. So Drew posted that yesterday. Then Shamia took to her social media to post her own, I guess, receipt, saying, Drew Sidora with them fake receipts. It was a nice bag, sis. As you can see, I have the knockoff version as well. She shows Drew's Akira bag, and then she shows the real JL bag, Judith Lieber bag. So she started this, only for Judith Lieber to come to Drew's defense. As you can see here, Drew reposted this, and you can see Hot Thick Chick 1 asked Judith Lieber, NY, does this bag belong to you or Shop Akira? I bet these pics be gone before the sun come up. Judith Lieber responds to this user and says, this is the Judith Lieber Couture Martini Cosmopolitan bag. Of course, Drew reposts this and says, thank you, Judith Lieber NY. And she tags Shamia. Shamia Morton, take this L. And can we move forward, please? No. The fact that Drew is still willing to move forward with Shamia just shows you that she understands the game of Housewives. And she's just like, let's move forward, girl. The fact that she has such an open, forgiving heart after this woman has come for her since episode one, just unnecessary, too. The fact that she still has an open heart to Shamia says a lot about Drew's character. And I agree with her. Shamia, take this L and move forward. You should have taken the L from the season and left it alone. But you felt like you were so right. But this could be the Taurus trait in her, thinking that I'm never wrong. I'm never good. This is the stubborn part of the Taurus in her. And mind you, these are two Tauruses. The fact that Drew is able to move forward, she's like, girl, just take this L and let's move on. Honestly, Shamia, you should have just taken this L. Because today, Mercury's in retrograde. Communication is at an all-time low. Right, SZA? Right, Nicki Minaj? Ooh. So, Portia and Shamia have been taking shots at each other all day on social media. And I showed you some of that on our Real Housewives of Atlanta recap from yesterday. So, just to remind you a little bit of what was playing out, Portia posted her receipts because Portia saw that the Bravo version did not share the video footage that she shared during the reunion. But the Peacock version, which is extended and uncensored, did show the video footage where you see Shamia receiving the flowers. And she said, honestly, I don't know if you guys saw the video of Shamia receiving the flowers. I was like, this is exactly why Shamia is not good for the show. She's just so cringe.
And you do it. Ooh, and they smell so good. They smell so do it. You gotta, and when you get up, Pete, you get some flowers from your best friend. You get up, Pete, you get the flowers, and you then go in. Ooh!
So cringe. But anyway, Portia, even though I'm blocked, Portia, I still get to see your post. Thank you. So Portia posts this in her caption. She says, RHOA unseen receipts from reunion episode 2. She didn't. I guess she didn't see the Peacock version. The Bravo version didn't show it. Slide 1, Queen Shamia Mwangi, first wedding, I'm by her side as a bridesmaid, location Atlanta, Georgia. Second wedding was in Africa. Reference interview Breakfast Club, Shamia stated, I only had one wedding, and clearly she had two. And then there are a lot of people in the comment section saying that Portia needs to understand the difference between the wedding versus the dowry ceremony. I saw mixed things about that. Some people have said, no, that is considered a wedding. Some people have said, no, that is not. However, there's another receipt that we have to talk about that Portia is dropping in regards to this being the wedding. Slide 2, Portia says, lie number 2. I sent Shamia flowers to congratulate my bestie for her joining RHOA. Her video she made thanking me, followed by an excited congratulatory phone call I made to her, as well as a lengthy caption on Instagram posts. 4 slides of peach photos of excitement celebrating Queen Mwangi as a full-time housewife and peach holder. Reference, candy interview. Shamia claimed I only said a simple congratulations on the phone. Case closed. Hashtag fourth wall. Hashtag RHOA. She adds this PS later because on social media, this is what Shamia said. Shamia responds and says, again, I had one wedding that took place in Nairobi, Kenya. Which, again, when we go back to the video footage, there clearly was an issue back then. This is where it's not landing for me when it comes to Portia talking about this wedding. It was an issue back then, the fact that you didn't attend her traditional African wedding in Kenya. There was an issue back then. The fact that we're still talking about this and debating whether the dowry situation was a wedding or not a situation, I think it's unimportant at this particular point. Clearly, Shamia wanted you to attend the wedding in Kenya. But Portia says, I have a medical condition. I can't keep my legs down for that long in a flight. But didn't she fly? Anyway, just saying. I'm just wondering about this medical condition. And she was jet setting to Nigeria with her then husband. But okay. So Shamia says, again, I had one wedding that took place in Nairobi, Kenya. And what you attended was my dowry ceremony in my mom's backyard. Second, you sent flowers my birthday week just before we started filming. I've had my peach for over a month. I only said that we never celebrated. You can keep your fake receipts with your fake ass friendship. It's crazy how I can be considered your lapdog for writing so hard for you, but at the same time, you say I was trying to sabotage you. Make it make sense. Since I got my peach, you've been trying to find a reason to end this friendship. You're unbelievable. Yet, it still felt like you were her lapdog at the reunion. But anyway, I've digressed. So it didn't end there when it comes to Portia versus Shamia, because Portia had more receipts. So let's see what Portia had to share here in regards to the wedding. Again, I don't think this is necessarily landing for me, but it's a solid receipt. So Portia reposts this, and it's a screenshot from Shamia's account. And she says, beautiful Kiyuyu wedding, hashtag receipts posted in 2017. And you see in the caption here where Shamia says, this past weekend was my Kurasia. And I'm going to butcher these names. I apologize in advance. She says, dowry and traditional Kiyuyu wedding ceremony. It was beautiful. We were surrounded by so many of our friends and family. My father-in-law gave me the name Mumbi. She was regarded as the mother of the Kiyuyu people. We are looking forward to our Western ceremony in Kenya in July. So Portia highlights the portion where it says dowry and traditional Kiyuyu wedding ceremony. The receipt is landing for me, but we can't forget that Shamia, how many years ago, expressed an issue with the fact that Portia was not attending her wedding in Kenya. But the receipt is receding, and I feel like, Shamia, you should have just just left it alone. Left it alone. Let the audience debate whether she attended the wedding or not. It's just not landing. But I'm also understanding more and more why exactly Portia has been able to survive in this reality TV space, why she became a star being in this reality TV space, and why you didn't. Even with the amount of times that we've seen you on Real Housewives of Atlanta, you were a great friend of, but you never were someone that people begged to have return. I do realize at the very beginning on that first episode, people were so excited about Shamia and they were like, oh my God, why have you been keeping Shamia away from us for this long? Well, this season proved why. It's sad. I know some people are saying that Shamia should not come back next season. I honestly think that Shamia shouldn't come back next season for her own self because she just didn't come across likable. She came across petty, jealous, and a liar. I did not expect at this reunion that I'd be looking at Shamia because I didn't consider Shamia the liar during the season. I said we had plenty of liars, only for us to add Shamia to the liar bunch and that Shamia actually was the spearheading of this alliance. And I get it. There are alliances that happen all the time on this show, but it's never exposed. And now that is exposed and everything that you did during the season, I'm kind of giving the side eye. Britt, you should have came to the reunion. You probably would have been vindicated on some level. The internet is still reacting to what went down on the latest episode of The Basketball Wives between Jackie Christie and her daughter, Chantel. Let's unpack what social media is saying and what exactly happened. Who is at fault? So it's been quite some time since we talked about Basketball Wives, but I always kind of keep my ear to the streets of what's going on over there. I see that Evelyn Lozada and Jennifer were having their issues about the relationship that Jennifer decided to get herself into. I haven't talked about it, but Jennifer, girl, you have a very interesting taste in men. I mean, one's locked up, one was locked up. But anyway, I digress. But this fight that played out on the show, I've watched so many different clips from this particular episode of Basketball Wives. And then I went on our post page here on YouTube and asked you guys, give me the context because I don't want to automatically be team anyone because I always tell you guys, you're watching a reality show, so it's an edited version. You would be surprised how context really does matter. So I said, everyone, please give me context because I know a lot of you have been watching this show. And I've seen so many different comments talking about Chantel and Jackie, especially this season. Then I literally saw someone comment, said, wasn't there a season where Chantel was tag teaming with Jackie against one of the other ladies on Basketball Wives, Drea? And then I was like, okay, there goes some more context. So what exactly was the problem? And just even based off of the two conversations that I saw that Chantel and Jackie had on this episode, the first conversation, it just felt like Chantel was trying to get some sort of reaction out of Jackie. And then based off of what you guys are saying on our YouTube post, a lot of you are saying that that's what she's been doing the entire season, trying to get a reaction out of Jackie and also trying to orchestrate something this season. And I don't, it's times are hard. Production has gotten her ear. Let's make a great season. There's also that element that I think people sometimes forget that there are these other people that you're not seeing on camera that are trying to produce a show, especially a show that in recent years is not as popular as it originally once was. But let's take a listen to the second conversation. The first conversation, it didn't end well. Jackie just got up. And I think Jackie, and based on what you guys have said, Jackie did not want this family drama to play out on Basketball Wives. Also, we have to talk about one of Jackie's other daughters speaking out. So let me just play the audio for you from this fight. And we're going to do this under Copyright Act of Fair Use. We're doing this for research purposes.
You to get an opportunity to sit down with your mother because prior to the cameras, we didn't have this issue.
We did.
And I think that's important to know. She says prior to the cameras, they did not have this issue. Based on what we've seen of their relationship and based on what you guys have been saying that have been watching this religiously, have said the same thing. It seemed like this season, there seemed to be an issue. And one of you that are subscribers here posted in our comment section about what has been playing out this season. I want to read that because it was a really great synopsis. And again, this is based off of everyone's view. I'm not saying that this is fact.
No.
So we've had a great relationship?
Shani, have we not?
Have we had a great relationship?
Okay, then you should probably be able to share with me why you feel
that. Oh, ask me a rhetorical question. Like-
Pause. This is not the first time, but this is the second time that Chantel used the word rhetorical and rhetorical question incorrectly. Rhetorical question does not require an answer.
I feel like there's a huge difference between Jackie the mother and Jackie the personality. And
here's the thing, because I want to give a different perspective, because I know a lot of people already like, oh, Team Jackie, for whatever reason. I'm not team anyone. What I'm saying here is that I also understand that children of reality TV stars or celebrities will have a different experience of who their parent is. And I'm not saying that Jackie is innocent. I've seen behavior from Jackie that I'm like, oh, she might not be the best when it comes to parenting her children. But again, I'm not going to judge people on how they parent. But I could see where there might be an issue. Again, because this is not my mom. I can't base this off of what her experience might be. So I thought this was interesting because there is this other level of being the child of a reality TV star or a celebrity that is a little bit different.
That version of Jackie is who came and sat down in front of me right now. I don't want to be a part of the lie. All as I know.
You're so sad.
All as I know.
This is sad.
It isn't.
It is
all as I know
sad.
Is I agreed to sit down again with you to have this conversation for you. It ain't for me. I wanted to give you an opportunity to clear your name up.
If it's how you want to clear my name?
Chantel, listen.
I still at this particular point have not gotten anything from Chantel in regards to what is the issue with you and Jackie.
This how you
I need to clear my name.
Stop.
Do you hear yourself?
Stop.
I need to clear my name.
Say it.
Please say it.
I
and record it while you have it.
Record
so you can run it back to Dad and Douglas and continue to lie to them and tell them that what happened didn't happen.
Jenny.
So that when they see this, they see you for the vile individual that you are.
Stop.
No, I'm not going to stop. And I'm not going
to
let up. And
well,
I'm
guess what I want you to do?
Every
I want
single
you
time.
To
I have zero respect.
I want you to get up and leave
zero
my room.
Zero respect.
Get up and leave my room.
Zero
okay,
respect.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You look very cute.
Thank you for wasting my time.
Bye bye.
Thank you, bro.
Bye bye.
Have a great night, bro.
So Chantel is almost exiting the room and then she comes back.
You're sitting here looking stupid. Look how you.
I will have to disagree with Chantel. She's not the one here looking stupid.
I look as a mother, Jackie.
If you don't get.
You look as a mother. Don't touch me.
So Chantel says, don't touch me. Because Jackie, and again, I'm going to use the word gentle, but it's like, okay, you can leave. She's not shoving her. She's like, okay, you can leave. And then she pushes Jackie and says, don't touch me. And then Jackie swings on her. And she's throwing things at Jackie.
No, you guys.
And if you know anything about Jackie Christie, you know a shove was probably going to result in this. Atlanta, the Kempire After Dark, the villain era is coming to your city in 2 weeks. The countdown officially begins. We will be at City Winery for a night of hot topics. We'll be talking about everything from the Real Housewives of Atlanta to the Diddler. Get your tickets today. Don't forget, meet and greet tickets are still available. And then we're coming to DC on August 22nd and then back here in New York City on September 12th. Meet and greets are available for both shows, but there's a live stream available for the New York City show. So even if you're coming to Atlanta or you've been to the Philly show or any of our past shows, get the live stream because what we talk about in those cities won't be what we talk about come September. Ticket information is available in the description. I'll see you guys soon. On-site reports this in the comment section that Jackie's daughter, one of her daughters, responds to Kari saying, she doesn't even know our mom. If she did, she would only try to protect her. She didn't deserve to be done like this on her platform. That's all I have to say about this. This is what Takari said on social media in response to this video footage. She says she does.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Didn't even know our mom. If she did, she would only try to protect her. She didn't deserve to be done like this on her platform. That's all I have to say about this. And based on what you guys have been saying in the comment section, that this is what Chantel has been trying to do all season. So let me get to the comment section of what you guys were saying in the comment section, because I did post about this in our comment section asking you guys just to kind of give me some perspective. She on my YouTube post says Chantel's issue is just she feels like Jackie has been mistreating her since childhood, that her mother raised her in fear and would lie about her father's character to stifle their bond. She had a bone to carry before the season even aired and is mad that Jackie sat there while Brandy told her to stay in a child's place. Come to find out, Chantel told her mom not to get involved since, you know, she is in her 30s. She shouldn't need her mother to fight her battles if they aren't physical. She plays victim and never tells the cast about this agreement, just deciding to slander her mom and drag her with Evelyn. Jackie avoids talking about Chantel and to her, yet Chantel drags her every chance she can get. Here's the other toxic issue, and I've talked about this when it comes to reality TV stars. Evelyn, I remember when she left Basketball Wives and she was trying to say, you know, Basketball Wives was toxic. It wasn't good for me. I'm going to start this new positive journey and do a reality show on OWN. I remember when she did the reality show on OWN, only for her, because the check was probably good and important and she needed it, to come back on this platform and to be just as toxic as before. So Ashley continues, she says, Brittany, the fake Muslim, I know who that is putting a battery in Chantel's back to remove her mother out of her life. Brittany is hurting from her own mother and projecting her mommy issues on the rest instead of hoping for resolution between mother and daughter, a toxic individual egging the conflict on. Jackie met with Chantel to hear her out. Chantel refuses to say anything. She chose to respond to questions with a question, which is what I noticed. And this is just based off me seeing those two conversations. I was like, okay, so what's your issue, Chantel? She then starts to berate Jackie. Then Jackie says that if you aren't ready to talk, I'll go. I recall that from the first conversation and in the second conversation. Chantel follows her and harasses her. And then we lead to Chantel pushing her mother and Jackie swinging back. Chantel leaves and tells the others that Jackie was putting hands on her. That's the story. Because that's what happens after this incident. As I said before, family dynamics, mother and daughter dynamics can be very challenging. But if you're doing this for clicks and likes and views and for an opportunity to be on the show or to create some sort of storyline, because this is going to be a check for you. I don't know if she was like a full-time cast member Basketball Wives, how it's handled on the show. I don't know if she receives a check from being on the show, but again, some of these folks don't need a check in order to, you know, shuck and jive for reality television or for these networks or producers. A lot of you are weighing in the comments section in regards to this. Another person, All Things Rena, says, Chantel hates her mother so much that she wanted to destroy the second thing Jackie loved the most, which is Basketball Wives. She says because she's been unsuccessful at trying to destroy her marriage. Because those are some of the comments that Chantel was making about Doug. Jackie, everyone comes for Jackie Christy and Doug's relationship. And maybe because it's still going strong, this is why people feel like they can come for it. I'm sure it's not perfect, but they're still going. There is no issue, or at least a major issue, that has caused these two to break up. Because I did remember hearing that that was the rumor on the street this season, that their marriage was falling apart. Doesn't seem like it has. Danielle, you know, one of our mods, weighs in the comment section. She says, I've been watching and Chantel is wrong for this one. She pushed Jackie first and Jackie stole her. Wait, Jackie stole her in the face. Oh, okay. Someone else says that Chantel literally straight lied on Jackie to the other ladies, forgot to tell them she went there to bait her mom. And when Jackie got up to defuse the situation, she got upset and put hands on Jackie. Another person says she pushed her mother first. That's what made Jackie snap. And here's the thing, because I know a lot of people are saying, well, no, Jackie touched her first. No, if you watch the scene, you see that Jackie is escorting her out. She takes her by the arm and is escorting her. And that's where you see Chantel said she shoves Jackie. It's one thing to escort someone out of your room versus pushing them. And that's when you see Jackie. Look, here on the channel, we do not condone violence of any kind. However, if it's self-defense, it's self-defense. But this is going through my timeline all through last night, and I had to react to it, even though we have not talked about Basketball Wives since, OG was on the cast. Guys, I want to know your reaction to last night's episode of Basketball Wives and your reaction to the season overall. Has it been an interesting season? Based on what I've heard, a lot of you are saying it wasn't a great season for them. And despite all the social media drama that I saw happening between Evelyn and Jennifer Williams, and now this big fight between Chantel and Jackie Christie. Basketball Wives star Jackie Christie's daughter, Chantel Christie, is speaking out after everyone has been dragging her on social media for her reaction to her mother this season. Not only that, one of the stars from Basketball Wives, Ming Lee, is apologizing publicly to Jackie Christie. So yesterday we did a video talking about this scene. Well, actually two scenes, because there were two conversations that happened on the latest episode of Basketball Wives, which they are seeing a season high in their ratings. Unfortunately, violence or family drama seems to get people the ratings. However, it looked as if, based on what you guys reported to me, giving me the cliff notes on what's been happening this season, Jackie Christie did not want this family drama to be a storyline. Well, before we get to what Chantel has to say in regards to what's been playing out on social media and on Basketball Wives, Ming Lee, who also made an appearance this season as one of the stars of Basketball Wives, is publicly apologizing to Jackie Christie, because what all of you told me after this fight between Jackie Christie and her daughter happened, Chantel painted a different picture to the ladies, making it seem as if Jackie Christie just hit her for no reason. So this is what Ming Lee took to her Instagram story to say to Jackie. She says, Jackie, I'm going to keep it real. After watching last night's episode and thinking back to how everything played out in real time, I owe you an apology. If anything I said or did came off offensive, that was never my intention, and I'm truly sorry. I was under the impression you swung first, and that shaped how I saw it. But watching it back, it hit different. I don't condone violence at all, and it was hard to watch. As a mom, I understand where your emotions were coming from. Anybody in your shoes would have felt the same. The whole situation reminded me to stay out of family business and focus on my own damn business. I really hope y'all can heal from this, because that was tough to witness. Well, a lot of people are still waiting on some of the other cast members to publicly apologize to Jackie Christie. I don't know if that will happen, but a lot of you said watching this season, that was the resounding notion. We need to stay out of family business. But let's talk about what Chantel Christie had to say on social media, because after this fight played out, she turned off all of her comments on Instagram. And here's the thing. I just want to say this. It's one thing for us to comment here on our own platform or on social media. It's another thing to be in someone's comment section bullying them and harassing them. We don't condone that over here. We can share all of our thoughts and opinions on whether or not Jackie was right, or Jackie's a terrible mom, or Chantel was reaching for an issue and Chantel was the first one to hit Jackie. We talked about that in the last video. We continue. We can have that conversation here on our platform. But to go in other people's comment section, harass them and bully them, no, let's not do that. But either way, she turned off her comments and she posted this on her Instagram story early this morning. So Chantel Christie writes this in a long statement. She says, I'll start by saying, if you've never dealt with a toxic mother, then you truly have no idea what it feels like. As painful as it's been to watch these moments of my life play out on TV, I know my younger self is proud of the woman who finally stood up for herself. She says, the truth is, this dynamic isn't rare. It happens in more families than we'd like to admit. Narcissism, jealousy, lies, lack of accountability, gaslighting, abuse, hiding, assault, etc. We're just taught to keep it in the house and suffer in silence. I chose to break that cycle. She says, what you witnessed was a masterclass in narcissism, someone lighting the fire behind the scenes, then walking away so you look like an arsonist. And again, I always remind you guys, you're watching an edited show, so who knows what could have really played out during the season when it comes to their relationship. But based on those of you that have been watching this season play by play, a lot of you have said, no, she's been reaching to have some sort of moment with Jackie. And even based off the two conversations that I saw, I was like, okay, so what's the issue here? You keep saying a bunch of nothing and then asking her to answer a rhetorical yes or no question. I'm still confused by that. Atlanta, it's less than 2 weeks to the Kempire After Dark. The villain era comes to your city. It's a night of hot topics, talking about the Real Housewives, the Diddler, Tyler Perry, and so much more. You just never know what we will be talking about the day of, because a lot of things happen. Don't forget, we're also coming to DC on August 22nd, and then we're back in New York City on September 12th. All shows will have meet and greet tickets available. The New York City show has a live stream available as well. Go get your tickets today. More information on the Kempire After Dark, the villain era, will be available in the description. She continues in her message. She says, I know what really happened on and off camera all season long. So no, the internet cannot bully me into submission. Y'all know the TV character. I know the mother. It should be noted that one of Jackie's other doors, Takari, said in one of the social media posts, she doesn't even know our mom. If she did, she would only try to protect her. She didn't deserve to be done like this on her platform. That's all I have to say about this. Then her and Monice Slaughter ended up getting into it. Takari and Monice ended up getting into it back and forth on social media because Monice was just like, you're being hypocritical based off of things that Takari has said about Jackie Christie on social media. They did their back and forth. I'm not going to get into the back and forth. Monice, worry about your own house. I always feel like Monice, who's associated on being on reality television, Love and Hip Hop and things like that, and in these spaces, always in the social media comments, ready to argue about something. But okay. And we already know her history and what people have said about her as a mother. So she continues in her message. She says this. She touched my arm. I pushed her off of me. And again, I watched that scene multiple times. It's not like Jackie pulled her arm or shoved her. Jackie was just like, all right, you can come out. And some people might say, don't touch me at all. But then she shoved Jackie. She says, she touched my arm. I pushed her off of me. She swung, plain and simple. It's unfortunate things played out this way, and I wish it never happened. But if you knew our history, then you'd know this was a long time coming. So you decided to come on this show for that to play out? It seems like you waited until you were on this show for this to play out. Why not just go to social media like everyone else does if you had an issue with your mother? So Chantel continues in another portion of her Instagram story. She said, I may not be proud of all my choices this season, but I'm also not ashamed. This is my real life, and I doubt anyone judging me lives a perfect one. She says, I see the hate mail, I see the judgment, but I also see all the messages that say, I've dealt with this too. This reminds me so much of my situation. And I think that's important to know. And separating how anyone feels about Chantel Christie and how everything played out during the season, we're not going to sit here and pretend like there aren't toxic family situations and that within the Black community, a lot of times people say, don't talk about it publicly. Don't bring this to television, blah, 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 blah. We're not going to act as if that doesn't exist. Okay. And I do think that we should be breaking those social constructs of everything has to stay in the house, because everything has to stay in the house. It's what's protecting these sexual deviants and predators from people actually holding them accountable. That's where it gets dangerous when we're talking about everything that happens in the house needs to stay in the house. So she continues. She says, this is my real life, and I doubt anyone judging me lives a perfect one. She says, I see the hate mail. I see the judgment, but I also see all the messages that say, I've dealt with this too. This reminds me so much of my situation. To those of you with heart and understanding, I see you and I appreciate your vulnerability. To those of you who've met me with threats, see, that's where I'm saying you guys are drawing this too far. She says, to those of you who have met me with threats, vile statements, and extreme judgment, may you never understand my plight. Celebrating my darkest moments says more about you than it ever will about me. I've always been misunderstood, and this chapter of my life is no different. I will answer to God. Sidebar, I will say this, because she accused Jackie of being a narcissist. What I've noticed with a lot of narcissists, they also make themselves to be the victim all the time. Not saying that's what's happening, Chantel, but when she says, I've always been misunderstood, and I'm just like, okay. And this chapter of my life is no different, but I will answer to God, not imperfect strangers who've never walked a step in my shoes. I will keep my head up and my peace and focus as I continue to grow as a mother, a wife, and a woman. CCJ. So that is what Chantel had to say in regards to what played out. Yes, it took her a good 24 hours before releasing a statement because her name was trending on Twitter. Everyone was talking about it. I even checked back into Basketball Wives for the very first time in a long time. I'm about to check out after this story, but guys, as always, I want to know your reaction to what Chantel Christie had to say about what played out on this week's episode of Basketball Wives. Do you agree with her? Do you relate to her? Or do you disagree? But as always, we remind you, no bullying. Oh, we do not moderate adults in our chat and no bullying in hers. Shocking new details behind Malcolm Jamal Warner's passing is coming out, including that his daughter was with him when this accident happened. So I was just texting with a friend, realizing to myself, in reporting all of this, I didn't feel the feels. When you report on some of these stories, sometimes you're just focused on the reporting and you're not mindful of the impact someone has had on your childhood. So since our initial report, when we were recapping Real Housewives of Atlanta and the breaking news came out that star of The Cosby Show and Malcolm and Eddie, actor, poet, director, Malcolm Jamal Warner had passed away, it really didn't hit me until maybe later that day or the next day. Just the impact of The Cosby Show, the impact of just past interviews, his relationship and friendship with Michelle Thompson when she passed away, just all these different stories and a lot of people that have been impacted both professionally and personally by Malcolm Jamal Warner just hit me. And today I was really, really feeling it. And then, of course, we have more news. I didn't expect this particular update in regards to Malcolm Jamal Warner and what happened. So before we get into that, there was a story our friends over at lovebscott.com had posted from NBC News. And I saw a lot of people saying that the journalist was being insensitive, that it was too soon. And I get it. People are in their feelings because of this tremendous loss. We all grew up with the character Theo Huxtable and just watching Malcolm Jamal Warner in his work and some of the very poignant things that he said over the years. But what we also have to understand, and I said this when the breaking news happened, is that when we lose someone, both celebrity or someone in our lives, it's a reminder to the living to live more fully. But also to learn from possible accidents like this one. So I do want to play this for you because we have to remember, we are in July. We're about to go into the biggest travel month of the year. And there are a lot of people that are going to go to destinations like Costa Rica that have rip currents. And you can learn something from what may have happened, unfortunately, to Malcolm Jamal Warner.
This is where the Cosby Show star Malcolm Jamal Warner's life suddenly and shockingly ended over the weekend. You can see right now there's a red flag blowing in the wind here. That is a warning that people should not be swimming in these waters. And you can see some choppy waves out here. A source close to Warner tells NBC News that he was here with his wife and his young daughter. They were on vacation. And then on Sunday afternoon, things went horribly wrong. Authorities say that a current pulled him out to sea. People were able to get him back on land, but by then, he had no vital signs. Authorities say it appears that he died from asphyxia by submersion. So this is the beach where all this unfolded, but really, as soon as you get here, even before you get onto the beachhead, you can see some warning signs for people who are coming to enjoy the day here. It says, Corrientes de Resaca todo el año. Basically, warning people, there is a current here throughout the year. You can see there are warnings for surfers. There's warnings about wave conditions. And then take a look at this. This massive sign says you can survive a rip current. Clearly, they're warning people.
So this particular part is really important because, first of all, I didn't know you could survive a rip current. And a lot of people were sort of like, okay, all of this information is all well and good, but it's too soon. It's not too soon. Right now, as I said before, this is high season for people to be traveling to Costa Rica. And as I said before, I didn't know that you could survive a rip current. And again, we're going to talk about more details that are coming out as to what happened to Malcolm Jamal Warner, but this could also save a life. And this is why I felt it was important for us to even do a follow-up video, because I didn't expect to do another follow-up video on Malcolm Jamal Warner and his untimely death.
About the conditions that can develop. And unfortunately, the conditions appear to have pulled out Malcolm Jamal Warner over the weekend. The source close to Warner says all signs point to this being a tragic accident. And now Warner's wife, according to that source, is trying to get his body back to the United States so they can prepare for a funeral.
Wow. Wow. So we have another update from ABC in regards to this story. And apparently Malcolm Jamal Warner was out there with his daughter. And it looks like he saved her life, unfortunately, but losing his own. Malcolm Jamal Warner was swimming with his 8-year-old daughter on Sunday off the coast of Costa Rica when he drowned, police tell ABC News. Surfers spotted the actor, best known for his role as Theo Huxtable in the hit TV sitcom The Cosby Show, and his daughter struggling and dove in to help them. A surfer used his board to bring Warner's daughter to safety, and a volunteer lifeguard pulled Warner and another surfer to shore, where Warner was given 45 minutes of CPR, according to police. Police told ABC News on Tuesday that an autopsy on Warner has been completed. The forensic pathology department said that the autopsy confirmed that Warner's cause of death, which was described as asphyxiation by submersion, and was accidental. Both surfers survived, police said. Warner died near Cocles, in a beach in Limon, Costa Rica, after getting caught by a rip current. He was only 54 years old. His birthday is actually next month. There are still a lot more outpourings of support and memories of Malcolm Jamal Warner. We're going to continue to celebrate those memories in the comment section. So if there's a favorite moment or favorite clip or favorite interview, there's so many interviews that I don't even remember some of the interviews that he's done. Just so many just poignant things, including this one of his last messages that he posted on social media about life. It was so poignant. And he just posted this back in May of this year.
What's good? Yes, I got the flower in my hair. Today's my daughter's birthday. She put the flower there, so I'm rocking it. What? It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. I just wanted to shout out and just spread some love and some good cheer. And you know, life is out here lifing, right? For me and for everybody else. But just wanted to remind you, as I remind myself, that no matter what's going on, there's always a reason to smile. Like, if you just take a minute to stop and take stock, I guarantee you can find at least one reason to smile. And if for some reason you can't find a reason to smile, then that's probably the best time to be the reason for somebody else to smile. So, find a smile for yourself and be a reason for someone else to smile. That's all I got. Listen to love, because it's been a minute. Peace and love, and I'll be back soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.